שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש, כרך ב', עמוד 1179.
We are reading an article from Rabash, which is called What is the Concealed Things Belong to the Lord Our God in the Work? You can find it on our sites and send live questions to our sites as well. Whoever asks questions here in the hall is asked to stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, speak loud and clear, please. The article, What is the Concealed Things Belong to the Lord Our God in the Work? By Rabash. It is known that in observing Torah and mitzvot, there is the act and there is the intention. An act means that a person should observe Torah and mitzvot with all detail and precisions, in return for which a person should believe that he will be rewarded. It is as the Rambam, Maimonides, says, at the end of Hilchot Tshuva, hence, when teaching little ones, women, and uneducated people, they are taught to work only out of fear and in order to receive a reward, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, they are taught that secret, little by little. It follows that they are looking at the practice of mitzvot as being for sake of those engaging in them. This is called the revealed part of the work. It means that a person can see if his actions are in order, and when another person looks at how he observes Torah and mitzvot, he too can see. This is called the revealed part, since the actions that a person does are revealed to him as well as to others. This is not so with the intention, meaning to aim that these actions will be for the sake of the Creator. With the intention, a person does not see the truth. He might deceive himself, because a person cannot see the truth, because one does not find fault in oneself. It follows that the intention is called the concealed part. That is, it is concealed from the person himself. He cannot know the truth. And especially, the intention is concealed from his friend, for one cannot see what his friend intends when he performs mitzvot. This is why this part is called the hidden part of the work. Accordingly, in our work, turn a revealed part, which is called actions. A concealed part, which is called the intention for the sake of the Creator. And we should discern between the work of the general public and the work of the individual. In the work of the general public, a person sees that he is making progress. That is, each time he acquires more Torah, more mitzvot, and therefore has motivation to work and is always happy. He cannot understand why all people do not connect to Torah and mitzvot, since he feels a good taste in Torah and work. This taste shines to the general public as surrounding light, and it is called still of Kedusha. In other words, as in corporeality, all the plants emerge from the still. So in the work, every vegetative in the work comes from the still of Kedusha. Without the still, there is no vegetative. This surrounding light shines in the general public if they take upon themselves the burden of Torah and mitzvot. But the main point is that they have no intentions that go against the body called self-benefit. Since with the general public, we should learn, as Maimonides says, in order to receive reward. And to the extent that we believe in reward and punishment, they already have fuel to advance in the work happily and willingly. This is not so when a person wants to walk on the path of meriting to work in order to bestow, which is against the body's nature. At that time, the body immediately begins to resist his path. Then, the faith that illuminated for him as surrounding light is not enough for him. And he sees that he is lacking faith in the greatness of the Creator, to have the strength to overcome the body's question. Then begins a procession of ascents and descents, and a person thinks that he is not worthy of being a worker of the Creator with the aim to be able to do everything for the sake of the Creator. And he sees that foreign thoughts keep coming to him, which he cannot overcome. However, according to what Baal HaSulam said, we must believe that the Creator sends us these thoughts, so that by this we will receive a desire to pray to Him from the bottom of the heart, as it is written in the article, Other Gods, from the year Tav Shin Hei. Thus, we must increase our prayers to the Creator to give us the desire to bestow, and we cannot obtain that desire by ourselves. We must only seek advice in two manners. One, to seek advice how to feel that all that we are missing is the power to bestow. Two, to ask Him to give us this power. This is called 613:18, meaning 613 counsels, how to come to have a kli, which is called lack, and the filling, which is called light. In other words, the Creator gives the desire to bestow, and this is called whatever you can do with your hand and strength, that do. At that time, the Creator gives him the second nature called desire to bestow. Only once we achieve the desire to bestow can we be rewarded with 613 pkudin, or deposits, which is the light that is clothed in the 613 mitzvot. According to the above, we should interpret the verse, the concealed things belong to the Lord our God. This pertains to the intention, which is to aim that all his actions will be for the sake of the Creator. this belongs to the Creator. In other words, it is not within man's power to obtain this force by himself. For this reason, a person needs to know, when he sees that he will never be able to come to work for the sake of the Creator, at that time, a person wants to escape the campaign because he sees that he will never achieve it. This is why the verse says, the concealed things belong to the Lord our God. This means that the concealed part, meaning the aim to bestow, is out of one's hands, but in the hands of the Creator to give the second nature, called the desire to bestow. This is why it is written, concealed, and it belongs to the Creator, as He should give this. However, when a person is rewarded with the desire to bestow, he should not pray for the will to receive to die. Since then, if the will to receive dies, the person will not be able to see the lowliness of the will to receive. It follows that the will to receive within him will die without repentance. But the person wants the will to receive to repent, for by this he takes vengeance against the will to receive. That is, a person sees how the will to receive must work according to the will of the desire to bestow. For repentance means that the will to receive surrenders to the desire to bestow. And the will to receive must now work in a manner of receiving in order to bestow. But if the will to receive were to die before a person could subdue it, so it receives in order to bestow, it follows that the person did not correct the will to receive. According to the above, we should interpret what is written, "The God of my mercy shall meet me." Rashi interprets, will help me before the hand of my enemies governs me, will see me in my tree, which I crave to see. Do not kill them, as this is not an apparent vengeance, lest my people forget, for all the dead are forgotten. Move them with your power and bring them down. Rather, move them from their assets so they become poor. This is a vengeance that will be remembered for many days. We should understand who David cursed like that, telling the Creator not to kill his enemies, but leave them alive and poor. Whereas, if he kills them, they will not suffer. So he asks him to keep them alive, but poor. Only in this manner will he be able to take revenge from them by bringing them down from their governance. As it is written, bring them down. How is this matter interpreted in the work? First, we must understand who is David. David is called Malchut, which is the kingdom of heaven. Malchut of Kedusha is the desire to bestow, and its opposite is the desire to receive for oneself, which is called the Sitra Acha, or the other side. This is the opposite of Kedusha, and is the enemy of Kedusha. As it is written, the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to put him to death. That is, the will to receive wants to kill the desire to bestow. David, who is the Merkava, the chariot for Malchut of Kedusha, prayed that his enemy, the will to receive, who wants to kill the desire to bestow, which is Kedusha, that the Creator will hurry his salvation so that the will to receive, meaning the enemy, will not be able to govern him. This is the meaning of the God of my mercy will meet me. Meaning, that the Creator will deal mercy with me first. In other words, the desire to bestow, called chesed, will govern the will to receive. However, do not kill them. For this is not an apparent vengeance, lest my people forget, since the dead are all forgotten. Move them with your power and bring them down, meaning move them from their assets and make them poor. This is vengeance that will be remembered for many days. To understand these curses in the work, we should interpret that he was cursing the enemy, the will to receive for himself, that it would not die. That is, if the will to receive were to be cancelled, the will to receive would not witness the domination of the desire to bestow. In other words, vengeance means that the other one sees how he must be subdued. Here it means that the wholeness is the sweetening of the judgments, which is called delighting gvurot. For this reason, if the will to receive is cancelled, and only the desire to bestow governs, this will not complete the purpose, since the purpose of creation was to do good to his creations. And not for the creations to bestow upon the Creator delight and pleasure. It is known that the reason why the creatures must bestow contentment upon the Maker is only a correction for the creatures. So there is no apparent vengeance here, since the will to receive does not surrender to the desire to bestow, since the will to receive is no longer in existence. But when the will to receive is alive and must accept the governance of the desire to bestow, this is called apparent vengeance. In other words, it is apparent to all that the will to receive is now working only thanks to it, meaning by taking upon itself the desire to bestow. This is called receiving in order to bestow. That is, it accepted the purpose of creation to do good to his creations. And at that same time, he is in dvekut with the Creator. For he wants to give contentment to his Maker. At that time, he feels what he can give to the Creator so he will enjoy. And he sees that only by receiving from the Creator delight and pleasure, the Creator enjoys, as this was the purpose of creation. According to the above, we should understand the meaning of the sweetening of the gvurot. Gvurot means hitgabrut or overcoming, which pertains primarily to when a person works and uses the vessels of reception. Normally, we learn that the acts impact the intention. Therefore, when he uses the vessels of reception and wants to aim the opposite of the act, meaning to bestow, this requires extra overcoming. Usually, the gvurot are called judgments, because they were tzimtzum, a restriction, and judgment over the vessels of reception, that it is forbidden to use them without the aim to bestow. Hence, when a person is placed under the rule of the desire to receive, these desires cause him a state of bitterness, and he wants to get rid of them. He always thinks, how can I get rid of them? And they poke his mind, and if he would kill them so they would vanish from the horizon, he would be so happy. But this is what David says, do not kill them, lest my people forget. Move them with your power and bring them down. Move them means move them from the place, from one place to place, another place, and bring them down from the height of their wealth, so they are poor. That is, let them not receive anything in their vessels of reception, but be poor without any abundance. His vengeance will be that his will to receive will surrender and take upon itself the control of the aim to bestow. His curse will be that they will all come into the Kedusha called reception in order to bestow. This is called sweetened gvurot. This is the meaning of Rosh Hashanah, called terrible days. The Holy Ari says that Rosh Hashanah is the building of Malchut, called the quality of judgment. And Malchut, meaning that the whole world follows her quality. Since Malchut is called the Assembly of Israel, in which all 600,000 souls of Israel are included. And the whole work of Rosh Hashanah is to accept the burden of the kingdom. This is why we pray, reign over the whole world with your glory. In other words, Malchut means that we must accept and crown his kingship over us, so it does not have the form of Shekhinah in the dust, but a form of glory. This is why on Rosh Hashanah we pray and give glory to your people. That is, we ask that the Creator will let us feel, so we will feel the glory of heaven. Since Rosh Hashanah is the kingdom of heaven, which is in a state of Shekhinah in the dust, therefore, Rosh Hashanah is the time when we must ask the Creator to feel the glory of heaven. Of heaven will be glorified in our eyes. And since we want to ask the kingdom of heaven to be revealed throughout the world, meaning that the whole earth is full of his glory, will be sensed the world over, as it is written, and will bring everything to your servants. This prayer applies to both the general public and the individual. That is, since man is a small world, It means that he is included with the whole world. At that time, we ask that within our bodies there will be no residue of desire to work for our own sake. And likewise in the whole world, meaning that it will be the whole earth is full of the knowledge of the Lord. In this manner, all the prayers of Rosh Hashanah are general prayers. The order of the blowing of the shofar is also according to the order of the work, which is in three lines. That is, when we begin the work of greater, we begin with one line. Since we can speak of right and left only when we have two lines. One line is called wholeness, and this is regarded as beginning with actions. That is, a person must say that since it is written, this day the Lord your God commands you,
Satan said, each day they should be as new in your eyes as though today you were commanded them. It follows that each day is a new beginning. And when he begins with one line, he should be happy that he has the privilege of observing the law of the Creator. Afterward, he shifts to the intention, meaning to criticize how much he needs to do everything for the sake of the Creator. At that time begins the real work, since then he sees that he has not a single organ that wants to do anything for the sake of the Creator. This is already called left line. As our sages said, the left rejects. That is, he sees how far he is from the Creator. And he must believe that the Creator rejected him so that by this he will exert to make more efforts. Afterwards, he returns to one line called wholeness. But now, the one line is called right line, since the left line makes the one line become right. Then the person is rewarded with the middle line, called the Creator gives the soul. Well, he already shortened the end a little bit, but is there any questions? Please go ahead.
No. Thank you, Rav.
What does it mean to put the will to receive to sleep? Again, what does it mean to put the will to receive to sleep? Putting to sleep. Yes, David says here, he doesn't want to kill the will to receive, he just wants to put it to sleep. Rav, we must not destroy any qualities or laws that exist in creation at all. We only need to arrange them according to our intention to bestow contentment to our Maker. And this is why to destroy something, to remove something, It's never our intention. The Creator didn't create anything in vain. Nothing is redundant. But rather, we should only connect correctly the connections between the forces of nature and then to see how much they will operate in a nice, correct way according to the Creator's intention and according to the corrected intention of the created being. And in such a way, we will be able to advance. This is actually our work, our role. Can we say that thanks to the Creator putting our will to receive to sleep, is this the power of overcoming? Rav, he doesn't quite put the will to receive to sleep. He gives us possibilities to use all the forces of nature according to how we decide to use them so that we will learn from them what is to our detriment, what is to our benefit, and according to how much we want to be connected with Him. This is what we need to learn. And only after that I can clothe the intention over the will to receive? Rav, yes. Ultimately, this is how we will learn. Yes? In the article, he writes that self-love or the will to receive for oneself is the enemy. How is it possible to always place yourself in such a way, position yourself such that self-love, the will to receive for yourself, is the enemy? It's not always so clear. That we can use it only in the opposite manner. Not what the will to receive demands from us all the time, to receive, to be filled for its benefit, but rather that first we have to scrutinize how much by that we get closer to the Creator, we equalize with the Creator, and then we will use the will to receive in the right way.
So what causes us to see clearly that self-love is our enemy?
When we learn between us how much we want to connect with each other, and we see that all the time we forget about it, we run away from it, and that we don't want it. And this is how we begin to discover that our will to receive is truly against us.
Do
we always have to feel resistance from the will to receive? Yes.
And if we don't feel a resistance, then, because sometimes the will to receive as if is in favor.
It's a sign that we agree with it and we operate against the Creator.
So
we always should want to identify the resistance, to detect that the will to receive, that it can only be in order to bestow following great corrections. Yes.
If
I'm a thief and every day I steal 100 shekels, let's say one day I didn't steal 100 shekels, so am I bestowing at 100 shekels?
Why so?
Because I didn't steal.
Yes, but to whom do you give by that? Do you bestow?
I don't give, but I don't take.
Okay, but it's still not considered giving.
In terms of the will to receive, if it doesn't steal,
it's not considered that it gave anything.
So what does it mean when he writes that one doesn't want the will to receive to die, but only
to repent?
Yeah.
that it will be poor.
Yes.
The
will to receive will not receive anything according to its choice, according to what it chooses. This is how it will continue until it will correct itself to become the opposite.
That's clear. I'm asking, the vessel of bestowal, bestowing in order to bestow, it doesn't take for itself, but it's not considered bestowal?
If we're talking about the created beings, then they have a will to receive, to begin with. This is the whole substance of creation, from its beginning to its end. And therefore, even if one doesn't work with will to receive, he's already in a certain measure of bestowal. Yes, Dudi?
Rabash writes,
when a person is under the rule of the will to receive, these desires cause him a state of bitterness. He wants to get rid of them and thinks about it all the time, and it pokes his mind, and if he was able to kill them, then how happy would he be? What can a person do in that state?
Again,
when a person is lying under the rule of the will to receive, these desires cause him a state of bitterness, and he wants to get rid of them, and he always thinks about how to get rid of them, and they poke his mind, and if he was able to kill them so they vanish, he would be very happy.
And the question is,
what can a person do in that state?
If he feels like that, then he also feels that the will to receive is not under his control, but rather the Creator created it, as it is written, I created the evil inclination. And then the person should only ask of the Creator to help him to cope with his will to receive.
What to ask in a state of such bitterness?
For forces. Forces to overcome, that the Creator will govern the will to receive, and the person will see how much it is possible, with the help of the Creator, to govern the evil inclination.
And if despite the requests he doesn't see a change in his state,
it's a sign that something is wrong with his request, because creation is arranged entirely in such a way that if a person asks correctly, he will get help. Or he needs to connect with friends, or maybe he needs to know something more about what to do. There are many ways to the place. Yes, Itzik?
He writes here about vengeance. What is this attitude towards the will to receive?
The egoistic will to receive always enjoys being in control. And its direction is to rule instead of the Creator over the whole of reality. The more a person advances, he sees himself that he needs more and more to rule over the evil inclination in such a way that the evil inclination will gain from being used in order to bestow. This is its entire inclination. This is why the evil inclination in a person grows.
Yes, but vengeance, it's just the first time I'm seeing this. Usually it says, turn your enemy into your lover. Well, what's the vengeance? I understand this is my nature and I need to acquire a different nature. And this is intended to help me advance. So what?
The fact that you want to lower the will to receive, so it will be just as it brings the person down. This is actually your inclination towards vengeance. You want to humiliate it, lower it, and bring it to the opposite form.
No.
That's it for the time being. Later on, in receiving in order to bestow, this is already a different work, more advanced.
Again.
Thank you.
הוא רושם במאמר שיש את הכוונה ויש את ה...
He writes in the article that there is the intention and there is the action. Can you clothe any action with an intention to bestow, or it has to be an action of contributing to society in some way?
Well, if there is an intention... Sorry, if there is an act, the act has to be with an intention. Meaning, for what purpose does the person want to carry out his action, even before he carries it out?
And when a person brings contentment, he has to feel he's bringing contentment, or you could bring contentment without feeling it?
Yes and no.
Again.
Rav, is the will to receive when it's poured, does that mean it's corrected?
No. The corrected will to receive is when it feels itself that it can be in order to bestow. With this intention, one can use all the will to receive in it, in him, or all the emptiness within him in order to bestow to the whole world.
But I'm asking in terms of how a person feels within a corrected will to receive.
Yes, so the will to receive, he uses it with all his power in order to bestow. What is the question?
What does it mean poor, that the lust for pleasure in order to receive doesn't exist anymore? What is a poor will to receive, as King David describes it? A poor will to receive, what is that discernment?
Poor, meaning that he feels himself that he has no power to bestow. And if he has the power to bestow, he uses it. He's no longer considered poor.
And the lust for receiving in order to receive, that is what?
Yes, that means he's already above it.
And then another lust appears?
There's no longer any lust.
Okay.
Beseder, again.
Yes.
אני רוצה לדייק לגבי העבודה בקווים.
I want to clarify the work in lines. It says when a person starts working, he needs to be in joy. And when he works in one line for now. So when we begin, we have to achieve the aspect of joy. The beginning of the work is not always in joy. So even when I work with one line just to begin the work, there's a matter of overcoming to begin with.
Yes.
And that's still not considered a right line, it's just one line.
Yes.
So the left and right line begins when he already has his own conscious inspection, when then the left and right lines begin to grow? correct?
Yes.
So, because sometimes when we feel we have a resistance in the work, we think we already have left and right. But what I understand here, it doesn't mean left and right yet, but it just entering the work could also be just one line.
Yes.
Beseda.
Again. Okay. Yes.
He writes that left rejects, meaning that he sees the extent in which he is distant from the Creator and he needs to believe that the Creator repelled him. And I think that we learned that when a person discovers that gap, that distance between him and the Creator, and specifically there where the Creator rejects him, he's supposed to, from that revelation, be happy. And my question, is when a person, well, there's always these disturbances that reject a person, and he enters a state that he's not happy with. And it's the same with the friends, where they see how he rejects and distances a friend. They're not happy about that. So I want to ask, how do we break that point, I'd say that negative acceleration, where a person finds himself entering this kind of like depression where he distances and cools down? How do we do the opposite there and start to see how much the Creator is actually bringing you closer and the friend?
It's only through connection with the friends. These states that you are talking about, you cannot get out by yourself. Envy, lust, honor, through connection with the friends. They are the things that help a person ascend.
And that friend, it's hard to come to him and to see this when he's with honor and envy. And so how do the friends bring that friend closer and say, listen, here, rejoice, look what strength you're getting, what forces you're getting.
This is exactly what the friends should do. Constantly show each other the correct states in the work. Okay, so let's move on to the next part. Oh, wait a minute.
Women PT 38.
What is that transition from the left line to the right line, according to what he writes at the end of the article? How does that transition take place? What is our action exactly?
Our action is that we always try to work with all of our forces for the sake of connection and through the connection in order to bestow to the Creator. And then we see how much all of our vessels can be positive vessels.
From
Belarus, what is the mitigation of the judgments in spiritual work?
That I add the intention to bestow to our actions.
How to work correctly with the thought in order to turn to the Creator from the depth of the heart.
Through the thought, I count my desires, I dig into my desires and intentions, into the depth of them, and what I want is to scrutinize their intentions.
That's it, thank you.
Turki tu.
Good morning, dear Rav. Değerli Rav, cennetin krallığının gözümüze yüzetmesi için yaratana nasıl dua edeceğim?
Dear Rav, how can you raise the kingdom of heaven to a state of exaltedness? So it'll be high in my mind.
It is through connection with the friends. Then what we want to feel between us, that the kingdom of heaven is in a height and with a force which is above us.
Moscow 4.
Раф, а что это за состояние во мне, женщины и дети?
What is the state of women and children inside of us?
This is what we scrutinize later when we scrutinize the forces of Malchut. And then we will also scrutinize that. What does it mean, women and children in the will to receive?
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот мы говорили сегодня, что мы не убиваем мешающие.
Yes, dear Rav, we said today that we're not killing those foreign thoughts that the Creator doesn't give us nothing redundantly. How do we overcome them? What does it mean to overcome those foreign thoughts that divert a person and bother him in the connection with the friends?
Imagine to yourself that you have no forces of resistance. Then how will you be able to advance? You need something that you overcome, that you rise above it. This is how we are in a world that is entirely made of two forces, the force of bestowal and the force of reception, and therefore it's impossible to have one without the other.
Так, а что значит, что я преодолел? То есть я же стараюсь.
What does it mean that I have overcome? After all, I'm trying to get rid of those bad thoughts, to incorporate.
We don't want to just erase them or burn them or lose them in some way. We need to be above them, which means to use them in the right way, where we are above these forces that disturb us, that hinder us, and we get closer to the Creator. Otherwise, we won't be able to get closer.
Вы часто говорите о том, что я как бы оставляю злое начало и над ним.
You talk a lot about me kind of like leaving the evil connection and connect above it with the friends, above it with the Creator. What does it mean that I leave the evil connection and with that connect with the friends and work with them?
But I don't work with my evil inclination, but rather I want to connect with the friends and only to be inside the good inclination. But as much as I work on the with the good inclination, I come back to the evil inclination. I seemingly awaken it, and this is how I advance. It's impossible to only go on the right leg.
Предположим, возникла у меня какая-то мысль отвлекающая. Я говорю, нет, я сейчас не буду тебя думать, а буду.
Let's say a certain thought that diverts me from the path arises in me. So I try to say no, and I go try to connect with the friends. What does it mean that I return to the evil incarnation now?
So when you want to connect with the friends, you need to use both forces. So that opposite your right is the left of the friend, and the other way around, and this is how you connect.
Левое товарищи, что значит левое товарищи?
Each one shall help his friend. When you connect between you, you connect the forces of bestowal and the forces of reception so that they'll work together.
It's free.
Buongiorno Rab. Perché il Bore mi nasconde l'intenzione degli amici?
Why does the Creator hide from me the intention of the friends? He opens up for you everything you need so that you can advance. The extent that you need to advance, he opens up for you your qualities and the friends' qualities to this extent or that extent.
Turkey 5.
Selamlar Raf.
Selam.
Yargı ve kısıtlamanın dışsal kıyafetlenmesi
is the reason for the restriction and the judgment that they appear in externalities, that a person doesn't have the force to judge and to restrict his egoistic intentions for himself?
אני לא הבנתי, אלי, שוב.
I didn't understand, again.
He's asking whether the reason for the restriction and judgment that they're dressed in externality is that a person doesn't have the force to judge and restrict his own egoistic intentions, and therefore the restriction and judgment need to happen in this external way.
Yes, this is also a style of work. Yes.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Good morning.
What does it mean that the intention is the concealed part of the work?
What does
it mean that the intention is the concealed part in the work? Because it's not apparent outside of the person, and the person himself cannot always detect what is his intention. This is why it is called the wisdom of the hidden or the hidden work.
Turkey 8. Woman, Turkey 8.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, dear friends. By what actions will we understand the sensitivity of the difference between receiving in order to receive and receiving in order to bestow?
During the work, we get feelings about this and that. The most important is not the action itself, but the essence of the action, to bestow, or to receive, to whose benefit? Women, Mach 21.
Здравствуйте. Как можно проверить себя? Смог ли я отмениться перед высшим?
Hello. How can I examine myself to see whether I managed to nullify myself towards the Malchut of Heaven?
Check it in the group. Then it will be clear to you.
Woman Mac.
Good morning, dear Rav. It is written the hidden part. The intention is not in the hands of man, but in the hands of heaven. So, giving us the nature of in order to bestow. It says here both the desire to bestow and the intention to bestow. What does the Creator give us, the intention or the desire?
Sometimes we cannot distinguish between this and that, so maybe we should say that both.
Ita one.
Rav, in quale modo la connessione corregge il desiderio di ricevere?
In what way does the connection correct the will to receive? Is there no risk that even if I connect, I'll want to receive more for myself?
No.
The connection among everyone is built in such a way that the Creator manages it from above. This is why He always corrects the will to receive. Merkaz 1.
Rav said, if a person asks correctly, he receives aid from above. The question is, what prevents you from asking correctly?
Our ego. We need to annul ourselves, each one of us towards the others, to connect between us in a single desire to act with one intention, and then as much as we try to be in that, we need to turn to the Creator so He will shape this connection for us. Then we'll succeed. Clear?
יופי, אנחנו
great.
חוץ מקייב אחד.
Other than Kiev 1. Well, Kiev 1.
Дара, здравствуйте. Здесь в статье практически в самом конце написано, что
в заповедях should be in joy from the work of Torah and Mitzvot. He then should have a scrutiny inside of himself. How much does he feel the necessity to do everything for the sake of heaven? What is this state where I suddenly find myself in joy and I begin to make a scrutiny whether all of this is for the sake of heaven? How do we imagine for myself this heaven of Lishma?
The upper force that holds all your qualities and you to the extent of identifying with it, you can act correctly.
Let's
say that I organize a meal or a breakfast for the meal and I feel happy because of it. How in this concrete state with that, can I stop this joy and say this is for the sake of the Creator or it's not for the sake of the Creator?
However you can describe it, that's how it will be. The action is an action. It's a correct action. The intention depends on how you tie your hearts together with the friends' hearts to really bestow to them from your heart to their heart that fulfillment that you want.
This is the same image of the Creator of Heavens that Rabash talks about?
No, no, don't get confused.
Be'er Sheva. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. There are two paragraphs here that talk about surrounding light. In the first one, it's on the second line, second paragraph, it says that surrounding light is depicted here as the still of sanctity, which helps a person to be in joy. But in order to come out of the will to receive, it says in the third paragraph that this faith is not enough for him, but rather he needs faith in the greatness of the Creator in order to rise above the questions of the body. My question, Rav, is, here we see 2 degrees of faith, where one gives us joy and the other one the ability to answer the body and to rise above the will to receive?
You could say that.
And with your permission, Rav, another question. Malchut, or David, that it speaks about here, he actually connected 18 Malchuyot in order to go for all of these states. So Rabash is telling us that, in fact, this was his way to work without a 10, but only by connecting the general Malchuyot kingships.
That was his role.
Woman. Kabu 7.
Thank you, Rav.
Kabu 7.
So, Rav, according to the text, when we're in a state of suffering, I mean spiritual suffering, we can realize that we are actually taking revenge on the enemy, on the will to receive?
Shuv.
Say it again.
He's asking, when we are in a state of spiritual suffering, is this our vengeance on against our will to receive, against the enemy?
You could say that.
Woman PT 10.
Women PT 10.
Good morning, Rav. It says in the article that when a person tries to work in bestowal, the body doesn't let him do it. And later, it says that the Creator doesn't give him the forces to work in bestowal. We nevertheless try to have an awakening or concretely what are we lacking
in
order to serve the Creator.
The intention to bestow to him that he will be better off. It's like a woman has a baby and she thinks about how to do good to the baby. doesn't matter what. Eating, putting it to sleep, giving it something to drink, keeping it warm, cooling it down, whatever it is, just to make sure it's good. That's how we should think about our group.
There, a person feels each time that he has less forces, that his forces are taken from him.
I can't hear you well. Speak directly to the mic.
Why does a person feel each time that seemingly his forces are taken away from him?
He should get closer to the friends and work together with them.
Again.
Yes.
Thank you. Rabash writes in the end of the article that a person should see that he is seemingly being pushed away from the work, the Creator is rejecting him, and by this he will exert with greater forces. But throughout the entire article, Rabash teaches us that a person is unable to do anything. The Creator gives him everything. So what kind of an effort is now required from the person?
Both this and that. All that you are able to do, you should do.
It's exactly what it's about. You do everything and you constantly reach a stage where you're despaired, you pray, you do everything. Does it ever end or will that work always be?
What are you despaired of?
That I don't succeed in doing the work for the sake of the Creator.
So another step is open before you, which you can do.
This is the extra prayer.
Yes. You mustn't fall into despair. And this is how you can't, this is how you move forward with the group. If you hold on to the path, then you don't fall into despair so quickly.
To continue Vlad's question, you said that we have to work with the left of the friend. This means to work with the resistance that is revealed to me through the friends.
That too, yeah.
Or is there something else?
There's a lot more. Guys, come on. You can't ask, is there something else?
What does it mean to work with the left of the friend?
That you take his overcoming and his resistance and you try to turn that to the right. Okay. We're done. Moshe, what's next?
The general preface.
Tov.
Okay.
No, ata rotze lishol.
Yes, you want to ask.
Haim Adam shehigia.
A person who has reached receiving with the intention to bestow contentment on his Maker and on and all for his own pleasure. Is he less obligated to perform actions?
Okay,
these are his actions.
Okay, thank you very much.
Again.
Rav, maze teshuva, lachzor.
What is repentance? To repent.
To repent means that a person comes back to the Creator, comes closer to the Creator.
A few times I asked the same question.
I can't hear properly what's being said. What's going on with the audio today, or is it me? Am I not hearing?
I'm sorry. I asked a few times what is repentance in Hebrew, also returning tshuva, and I heard that the hey returns to the vav.
That's words.
Yes, but how you answered me. So then what? I mean, I think that
if you want to achieve the actions of the Creator, that means you our yearning for repentance. That's it.
But this action of repentance or returning,
that you take your will to receive and you want to make it, turn it into actions in order to bestow, that's repentance.
Zeon.
Is that it?
Ma.
What?
No, Israel, Meyer.
So I'll go ahead quickly.
Rav,
if we see that we don't have the intention, we try to make the intention, but we don't have the intention. So should we ask to change the intention to have the right intention? Is that considered as an exertion towards intention?
Yes. Everything is calculated. Everything goes into the account. Okay, let's go forward, Moshe.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson, and first, let's sing together.
מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Kazakhstan, Sibir, Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино От Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы От Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина От Парижа до Пекина
Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón
Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine